We're back to Neil Haley Show, and my guest today is Chef Dr. Mike. That's an interesting one. I really want to get involved. And he is a creator on Patient World. Thank you, Dr. Mike, for coming on. What came first, the chef or the doctor?
Actually, the chef came first. So I started actually as a dishwasher. So be dishwasher, Dr. Mike, I guess. That's where I started, worked my way up. I eventually went back to culinary school, but started working in college to help pay for my way through medical school eventually.
Wow. So kind of explain that process. You still are a chef, but yet you go ahead now and become a doctor. What is your specialty?
I'm an interventional cardiologist, board certified interventional cardiologist. So, you know, people say the way to the heart is through the stomach, and they're absolutely correct.
Oh, wow. Okay. So that was perfect. So you became a cardiologist. Did you start thinking a little different about how you're as a chef once you kind of learn more and more through medical school?
Well, you know, I sort of had a great opportunity growing up. My mom was a great home cook. And so we moved around a lot. I'm older than Methuselah, so I was there before the internet. And as we moved around, I was kind of always a new kid. So I didn't have a lot of friends, but I'd always get home from school. And about that time, my mom was cooking in the kitchen. So it became a really healing place for me. And so it was really natural. That's kind of when I had to get a job and make some money. I went into the restaurant kind of food business, as it were. And so I had a really good, strong background in knowing, you know, what proper food was. I had opportunity to work for what we'd call now kind of a locavore restaurant, right? We got everything. I was in Virginia at the time. So we got fresh seafood from the Chesapeake Bay, local farms, all that sort of stuff. And then later on, I had my own health challenges. And I realized that, you know, my diet had gotten, like a lot of people, life gets crazy. We get busy, right? Diet drops by the wayside. It's a thing of convenience. And the diet was the one thing I could do myself to help avoid some unwanted surgeries, which I have avoided. And that led me sort of back in a circular way, back to diet. And then I started talking to my heart patients about it, say, hey, this really helped me reduce my levels of inflammation. You know, you've got heart disease, which is an inflammatory process. And I had success with my patients and eventually ended up starting a culinary medicine program at the University of Montana and writing and teaching about that.
Wow. So did you keep being a cardiologist once you taught as well?
Yeah. I did until about 2 years ago. I had a traumatic back injury. So as an interventional cardiologist, we have to wear lead 8, 12, sometimes 16 hours a day. And I couldn't do that anymore, which turned out at the time, obviously, you work your whole life to be an interventional cardiologist. You feel like you're on top of the game. And it was pretty devastating at the time. But in retrospect, it's really focused me on the culinary medicine. So I'm still a board certified interventional cardiologist. But now really I teach culinary medicine and pursue those that really full time now.
So tell me a little bit about the course on Patient World.
Yeah, so it's great. They put together this really incredible course, which is a wonderful introduction for folks about cardiovascular disease, particularly coronary artery disease, right? It's the number one killer in the United States, many industrialized countries around the world. And, you know, people from my experience at treating them with this often don't really understand what it is, how it progresses, how we measure it, how we come to that diagnosis, and the things we do, all the way from interventions, which I used to do, put heart stents in to stop heart attacks. But then also in this course, what's a little bit different, we do touch on the culinary medicine and try to empower people not only with just the knowledge of knowing about their disease state and the things that they can do, but what are some steps that you can do as a patient to take control of your life and your health? So I'm really excited about the course. And I think it's a really, as much as an overview can be of a very complex subject, I think that it's a very comprehensive and useful.
Wow. Okay. And it definitely seems useful because people will just have to know what are they eating. So give me a quick tips on what you recommend to kind of keep away from the cardiologist. What you're teaching them this culinary, what kind of foods should we be looking and focusing ourselves on eating?
Well, really what's very interesting is that it's pretty simple. We really need to stay away from all these ultra processed foods. So the more we're learning, people now know about the gut microbiome, right? Healthy gut, etc. It turns out that that's quite critical in terms of reducing these chronic diseases. So obesity, diabetes, heart disease, etc. And it turns out that when we destroy the natural foods to make these ultra processed foods, which do have a very specific definition, and we add these things in, and it causes our body to respond in an inflammatory way. And so really moving away from just the ultra processed foods doesn't, and the great thing is that, right, it doesn't matter what you like. You want to be a vegan, you can be a vegan. Ain't that? You want to be a carnivore on the other extreme, you can do that. It's all about sourcing really wholesome natural foods. It's that simple.
Wow. Okay. That makes complete sense, right? It seems like a simple process in so many ways, but the thing is that, you know, I look at a lot of intermittent fasting. I look at like really trying to cut my gluten out of my diet, looking at, you know, proteins and really eat a lot of salads, you know, and not eat a ton, because you don't have to eat a lot of food. That's the mistake we make. The portions at these restaurants and things are just extremely too big, large. And
portion control for sure. But, you know, people take the salad, say, I'm going to eat healthy. And then they pour, you know, a small swimming pool worth of this highly ultra processed salad dressing on top of it. And that salad dressing is often ultra processed, contains a bunch of things we don't want, has emulsifiers, which have been shown to destroy the natural gut bacteria. So it's simple on the surface, but it gets a little trickier when you're actually trying to do it, because if you go to a regular supermarket, about 70% of the food in there is all ultra processed. So we sort of have to become hunter gatherers again and within the supermarket and really learn to look at those labels.
So that's probably this segment needs to be brought to you today by Whole Foods. There you go. Or one of those other places, then you're not going to run into those things, and then bring your own salad dressing to the restaurants, you like carry it with you, right? Those are the types of things you have to do. The guy at the Bulletproof Coffee, he always brings MCT oil everywhere he goes with them. So, you know, it's that kind of thing to make it happen. So where can people find information on best place to get healthy with Chef Dr. Mike? Go ahead.
Yeah, it's just www.chefdrmike, chefdrmike.com. You can follow me on social media, Chef Dr. Mike, chefdrmike.com. I love to hear from folks. So I'm not rich and famous, so I answer all my own social media. So, it may take me a day or two to get back to you, but I'd love to hear from everyone.
You never know. You don't have to be rich and famous to manage your own social media. And we'll be talking about that after this interview, because trust me, that's the biggest mistake, because we got to stay 24/7 on social media. And that's why the media giants around. Appreciate it, Dr. Mike. Take care.
Take care. Right. Thanks,
you're listening and watching The Neil Haley Show. And we'll be back in just a moment.